This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I have got a little mini-sode for you today. I didn't want to not put this out because it's short, because it has value, you know? And it's funny, as a podcaster, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's not long enough. And then I have to be like, who the heck set rules on length? In my mind, if I come out here with a 5-minute podcast episode and it makes a positive difference for you, that's valuable, right? Who said? And maybe even more valuable than the 30-minute episode. You know what I mean? So anyway, here's where this came from. As I've shared before, I got a Peloton several months ago. And I love that there are so many avid Peloton fans out there. I'm not like a raving Peloton fan. Biking, cycling, cardio stuff, not my jam. However, I do like the convenience of it. I do like the versatility of it. And so I probably do my Peloton like maybe 4 times a week, I would say, on average. And when I first got it, not only because it was new to me, but also because I'm pregnant and just kind of wanted to feel it out, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. Sometimes leaning forward is not super comfortable, and just wanted to, I did about a week of only beginner workouts, maybe even 2 weeks. They have workouts at different levels, and I only did the beginner ones. And there was this one particular workout, and I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the instructor was Matt Wilpers. I think that's his name. I know his first name's Matt. Anyway, there was a period where we had just done some intervals and we were about to do some more, and we were in a period of rest where resistance goes down, cadence goes up. We were in kind of maybe a minute or two of rest. And he's talking to the rider, knowing that they're a beginner because it's a beginner class. And he said, when you take my classes, the rest periods are not about where we've been. They're about where we're going. And you might have called them recoveries. Like when we have a recovery moment in my classes, that recovery is about what's coming next, not about what just happened. We're not recovering from the intervals we just did. We are taking the rest so that we're prepared for what comes next. And I loved that. I loved that. And I keep my phone in the cup holder of the bike, and I grabbed it and I made a note that he said that. And as I made the note, you know what the first thing that I thought of was? I don't know why this popped into my head, but it did. It did quickly, and it really made an impact on me. I thought back to when I was at my heaviest, over 350 pounds, super, super unhappy, wanted to lose weight more than anything in the world, and yet wasn't doing the work, was regularly overeating, overindulging, making excuses, I'll start tomorrow. And what stood out to me when he said this, the rest is not about what just happened. The rest is so that we're prepared for what's about to happen. I thought about all of those times when I was really overweight and really unhappy and just constantly making excuses. I would make a lot of food decisions based on what had previously happened. So oftentimes it was something like, today has been super, super stressful. I can't even deal with it. I'll start tomorrow. Or I'm really hormonal and I'm so hungry and my cravings are through the roof. It was about what had just happened. You know, I had a really bad day at work. I got in a fight with my husband, and I was using those things that were behind me as the justification for the choice that I was making. I would do the same thing with working out. Oh, I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm going to skip the workout. Or I'd use the work excuse again. Like, I had a really crappy day at work. I'm so overwhelmed with work, so I'm not going to work out. And when this Peloton instructor said this, our rest periods are not about what just happened. They're preparing us for what's about to happen. I was like, how different would my world have been if at that point I was making choices based on what I wanted to happen next, not on what had just happened, right? And while that period of my life is behind me, thanks to time and effort and hard work and a lot of mindset upgrades, I still find myself doing that kind of thinking, making a decision based on what just happened instead on where I'm going and what's happening next, like a very stressful period at work. And I've been working long hours and there's been a million things going on. And I say something to Chris, like, I need a vacation. Have you ever done that? Like, you come home and you feel like you've been working long hours. You haven't had a break. I just need to get away because of where I've been, because of what I've been doing, because of what's behind me. But really, all of that is over. We want to make decisions based on where we're going, based on what happens next. And that doesn't mean don't justify, validate, or choose a vacation. It's about changing the way that we make decisions. I don't want to make financial decisions based on what the stock market did last week. I don't want to make financial decisions based on what happened last year and the impact of coronavirus, right? I want to make my financial decisions based on where I'm going. Don't get it twisted, though. That doesn't mean there's not value in learning from the past. There absolutely is. But I love this perspective of making decisions, not based on where we've been, but based on where we're going. And that might seem super obvious and common sense. For most of us, that's not a novel thought. For me, it wasn't a novel thought, but is it a practice for you? Is it a practice for you? My clients say things to me all the time like, I'm going to start fresh on Monday because I'm super overwhelmed by this week that I've had and, you know, the kids are back from school and I've got this issue with my in-laws or my parents. Well, wouldn't this be an interesting practice for you? What is the best decision for you to make right now based on where you want to go instead of what is the decision that you're going to make right now based on where you've been for the last 24 hours or the last 7 days or the last year? What is the best decision you can make based on where you want to go? Not a justified decision, the decision you can justify based on what has been happening in the past. And as I thought more about this, you know where I saw that I've really messed it up? And when I say that, I say it with excitement because when I see an area where I've really, really messed it up, and this is one of them, I also see it as a huge opportunity. Like now that I know this, I can make things so much better. This is true confession time. Where I've really messed this up the most is in my marriage. How many times have I communicated? And if I'm being really honest, probably not just my marriage, relationships in general. How many times have I communicated based on what happened before? I mentioned a couple episodes ago about this friend that kind of fell off the radar a month or two after Dagny died. And like, I just stopped hearing from them altogether when, from my standpoint and my perspective, like that's when I kind of needed people the most. And when she did reach out, I was kind of passive aggressive, like not really engaging, kind of just going through the motions, not based on where I wanted the friendship to go, but based on what had happened previously. How many times have I communicated to Chris in a way that reflected how I was feeling about what happened last night or what happened in the morning before we went for work instead of based on how I want things to be? How many times have I been distant or passive aggressive or just downright bitchy because of something that happened before? And I love this, like we take this period based on where we are going, not based on where we've been. What if I were to, you were to, we were to practice making decisions about how we show up in our relationship based on what we want for that relationship, not based on what happened this morning? What if every interaction I had wasn't contingent on the last interaction that we had? I can tell you right now with total honesty that my marriage would get better quickly if I weren't communicating, texting, interacting based on being bitter about the little petty argument we had the night before or the morning before or whatever it is. It would be a game changer. And it's not just in marriage. We can do this with food. Make the decision based on where you want to go, not based on where you've been, the fact that you're stressed, the fact that you're tired, the fact that you have PMS, right? With fitness, make the decision based on where you want to go, not based on where you've been. And I just want to say again, I don't expect for this to be like a novel idea for any of you, but the question is it a practice? Is it a practice? Is it something that you implement deliberately and intentionally on a regular basis? Let's make our decisions not based on where we've been, what's behind us, how we feel based on what happened an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago, a month ago. Let's practice. And every single choice is a chance. Every single one. We've got thousands of opportunities, if not more, every single day to practice. Let's make the decision not based on what's behind us, but based on what's ahead of us. Not based on where we've been, but based on where we want to go. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.